Well, it's 8 o'clock and it's time now to, as we every week, talk to our Mayor, Julia Loy, who joins me now. Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul.
How are you today?
Look, I'm pretty good. What about you?
Oh, I couldn't be better, but I can't say the same for our cousins down in Townsville. Being inundated, terrible floods down there. Now, you would know the Townsville Mayor, Jenny Hill, I suspect.
Yes, I do, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it's quite extraordinary what we've been watching over the weekend and continuing, what I understand, for the next couple of days. I mean, I think they've evacuated people from 21 Townsville suburbs.
Yeah.
So the scale of what they're dealing with is, you know, quite extraordinary, and I think they're actually calling it catastrophic at the moment.
They are. No, it's just terrible, and of course they've got to open that dam. A lot of people going, well, why are they opening that dam and flooding? But they've got to, because it's up to 271% capacity at the moment. Can you believe that?
Yes, look, it is, and you're right, and they have no choice. I mean, this is why we all have our local disaster management plans and our groups, and we have plans that actually give protocols and basically agreed ways of dealing with these types of things when they occur. When you're developing these plans, you always hope that, you know, these types of things are not going to occur. Certainly in Douglas, we know that we do get, you know, heavy rain events from time to time, and certainly this year we've had a number of them. And so we're right into clean-up mode at the moment and very much hoping that the rain, as was predicted a couple of days ago, does not make its way back to the Douglas Shire at the moment. It's looking okay, so we're pleased about that. It does give us this opportunity to actually assess our damage and do our interim emergent works as soon as we're able. And we're right on that, as you know, from a media release that we issued last Friday.
Yeah. Well, the poor old Diggers Bridge. I mean, it's so unlucky. I mean, you've tried to repair this bridge so many times, and, of course, weather has interrupted, and we've still got delays with it. So where does it stand at the moment, Julia?
Look, I know that, as you know, in many parts of the Douglas Shire, we had more than 500 millimetres of rain that fell in the Mowbray Valley, and unfortunately the last bit of the construction, the bitumen, didn't have time to cure, and so, you know, that's one of the major damage at the moment. The other things are easily fixed. I know that the council engineer plus the designer and engineer for the bridge, as well as the construction company, were on site late last week having a look and assessing. And so in terms of making sure that we are able to repair it for the long term, which we've announced that the road will actually be closed at least until February the 18th. And so that means that that road is closed to all traffic, pedestrians and vehicles, including the school bus. So we just ask everyone to be patient, keep an eye out on the road signs and council's website for any updates. Of course, if we're able to do things sooner than expected, we always do. Luckily, there's an alternative route, so which is a little bit different from when we have road closures, you know, north of to Daintree Village and north of the river, where there's only one access. But we've got heaps of landslips that we're working on, as you know. Certainly still, there's a major one at Stewart Creek, but we're clearing that. We've got a Ponzo Road landslip, so that area is closed to one lane. We know that Upper Daintree Road has got a major landslip, but we are working through these things as quickly as possible. And we know also that now the Douglas Shire has been activated for disaster relief. So whilst our council crews are fixing all the damage and interim works, we're also working really closely with the QRA. We need to document and send, and it's quite a lot of work, of course, to make sure that we get the disaster relief funding that we need to have so that we can put in more permanent repairs to all our various areas around the Shire.
Mm. And of course, the Queensland Government has made financial assistance available to individuals and families of the far north impacted by recent flooding, including the Douglas Shire.
Look, that's correct. And sort of under our plan, we have an officer also that has been in contact with people that are likely to be eligible for this type of assistance. There's been lots of phone calls in the last few days to those individuals and families, making sure that they're okay. We call them sort of welfare checks, but so if anyone is still in assistance and hasn't spoken to one of our staff, please feel free to ring our office.
Absolutely. Now, we have a Mexican standoff, Julia. The Queensland state government has called on the Morrison government to make good on its $20 million commitment to the Mackay Sugar-owned Mossman Mill to ensure the future of the mill. Now, I was there that day. You were there. So many people were there that day when Warren Inch stood up and said, look, I got the $20 million for you. We've got it. I went spoke to the Prime Minister. I spoke to our financial man, and I've got the money for you. Now, it seems that the state government is basically saying, well, look, we've got the money here, but they're not coming up with their money. Now, what do you think of this, Julia?
Look, I have every confidence that the federal government, as well as the state government, will come good with their promises. We know that they've both made major announcements, as you say. Warren Inch made a big announcement in October. I think the 20th of December was the state government announcement. I know that the business case has been finalised and submitted. Like all these things, they do have to work out the finer details of how such a big grant is actually going to be awarded and distributed. But I am in constant contact with Marianne Salvetti, the chair of the Far North Queensland Millers, the Growers Group. That's the Growers Group, the Mossman and the Tablelands Group. And look, we're all really positive. We're thrilled that we have been able to secure both those announcements. I have absolutely full confidence. I know that Warren isn't going to allow this not to occur. And I also know that Minister Cameron Dick and Cynthia Louie are not going to renege on their promise.
Yeah. It's not a matter of reneging, but, you know, Newsport has reported that despite the conditions being met, the state government has yet to be advised if and when the federal government will meet the funding commitment. What you're saying is basically, you know, those sort of things, don't worry about it. It will go ahead. No problems.
Look, I suppose from my perspective, I haven't been advised any other. I know that Warren did make a very solid commitment. He also told me personally that this was a commitment that was not subject to an election outcome. And, you know, there's politics, as you know, that go on in all camps. And, look, let's hope something of more concrete nature in terms of satisfying all parties is announced this week.
Because
then that will put any fears to rest.
Yes, but and I guess too, in the back of my mind is the fact that we had bipartisan support for this. So if there was a change in the federal government, you would suspect that this still would go through no probs.
Well, I was given a personal assurance by Warren that that would be the case. Certainly, as you say, it's a great example of a very good bipartisan agreement, very much strongly supported and advocated by council. We kicked it all off when the grower group came to see us in their time of need, and they didn't have the funds at that time. They didn't have the new entity in place, and so we committed up to $250,000 to assist them, and we also submitted an application on their behalf for $20 million from the federal government, and that was then the leverage that we needed, even though we weren't successful in that particular funding program. But the work was done, the need was demonstrated, and therefore we were able to use that in terms of getting the current announcement that we've already received from the federal government last October.
Terrific. We're talking to Douglas Shire Mayor Julia Loy. Julia, and this is, they do such a wonderful job, but due to telecommunications issues, and maybe you could tell us what they are, the Port Douglas Community Hub in Mowbray Street is closed until further notice. Now, what is happening there, Julia?
Look, it all happened with the rain. We do have some connectivity and Telstra issues at the hub. There's no point opening it if people can't come in and do the type of council business that they need to do, and there's no point having our staff there when they can't assist properly. it's all connected through to our Mossman office. So we'll certainly be opening that as soon as we're able to.
Any thoughts on when that might be?
No, I haven't had an update on that, Paul, but I'll seek that. I assume it's going to be in the next couple of days.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to talk about or add?
Well, I suppose just that I'd really like to congratulate the community. We've heard of some fantastic sort of local hero type stories of people helping each other out, particularly on late Saturday and early Sunday during the height of the flooding along the Daintree River. I've gone to Daintree Village a few times in the last week, including yesterday, and look, it's really great to talk to locals and hear further stories. We were aware of them, of course, during the disaster management coordination process that we had in the boardroom every day. We've had local disaster management meetings, full meetings, including people on teleconference from Telstra and Ergon, emergency services, of course, and people from Queensland Reconstruction Authority who are responsible for assisting us with the NDRRA funds. But our locals are fantastic. The stories, unsung heroes all over the place.
Absolutely.
And I'd also really like, people have really taken heed of being well prepared and also resupplying, because that was our concern late last week. I've been, you know, spent a few bit of time myself sometimes in Woolies in Mossman, which is, you know, my closest supermarket. And certainly it seemed pretty well stocked too, and people were just going about making sure that they had everything they need. One of the things that people sometimes forget about is having their medicines up to date.
Yep.
And certainly if you're going to be isolated for any period of time, it's so important to make sure you've got enough food, yep, medicines up to date, fuel, and anything else that you might need.
Absolutely. It's funny, when I went down, you went down, I think, on that day as well to the Daintree village there. Some of the characters that are there, Julia, some of them that you talk to and you say, wow, you know, you had a record flood. Oh, yeah, well, that's only records, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? They're just so laid back, some of these characters.
Look, it is fantastic. The stories, when I went down last Monday, it would have been, yep, I think this time last Monday.
Yep.
I was speaking to a fellow who had witnessed and been part of the 1957 floods.
Wow.
And so it's lovely to hear the stories. You know, you've got the 1957, you've got the 79, you've got the 96, you've got massive damage actually as a result of Cyclone Ida in 2014. And it was interesting to see the difference, certainly around the boat ramp area. We had the whole of the car park and the boat ramp area was completely and utterly gouged out.
Yeah.
After 2014, there was a lot of work done, and we've continued to do work. And whilst there is damage down there, it's not as bad, even though the rivers did go up higher.
Yeah.
I think the real damage for everyone in the communities is certainly our northern communities, Copt at Daintree Village, Upper Daintree, Stewart Creeks Road, obviously north of the river, and also Tagara and China Camp, our communities way up north. People who are along those rivers, you know, they copped it substantially. So we've been in contact with all of those people. We have lists of people who are likely to be affected. We have a vulnerable people's register, you know, people who perhaps are elderly, maybe they don't have a lot of family here. So we've been, that's all part of our planning, and that has been developed, you know, over the last years as well.
Yeah, look, just wrapping it up, and I told you this off air when we were chatting during that time, that I'm so impressed, and I'm not just saying this because I'm talking to you, but I'm so impressed, you know my feelings on this, about your council people and the speed at which they were able to get out. They were able to repair things. I mean, for example, the ferry, the people, the contractors, plus your council people working together as a team, getting that cable, you know, a new cable put on. And that was quite remarkable considering what had happened 48 hours before.
Look, you're absolutely right, Paul, and I really appreciate that you acknowledge that, because I don't think some people probably quite realise how many things you have to deal with all at the same time, often by the same people. And so obviously a priority was the ferry, but look, the contractors, Chris and Charmaine Norris, are fantastic. And you're right, we just work as a team. We just try do what we can to get it done. And whilst there is still a lot of work to be done, we're very pleased about how it's been rolling out so far, and we have been getting great feedback from the community. People coming into the office, emails, texts, you know, positive stuff on Facebook,
which is
really well appreciated, because I really want to commend our staff. I mean, we've had all these weather events very much on weekends, public holidays, you know, around the 8th of December, that early December time, Christmas, New Year time, now the Australia Day weekend.
Yeah.
And everyone was, look, they're on standby, they put themselves out, and, you know, it's a very well-coordinated process by, you know, from the CEO down, from our general managers. Paul Hoy, our local disaster coordinator, does an amazing job.
And yep.
So does Tom, our media officer. We've got Georgia assisting him. We've got a whole team of people, and I know how much they work. I know how much we're in contact right till after midnight on that Saturday evening.
Brilliant.
Trying to get messages out to let people know.
Yes, absolutely.
So
brilliant.
Thank you for your comments.
No. No, that's for all the crew who have worked. And of course, all of the people locally, you've got, you know, people in Australia, and particularly up this part of the world, work together. That's part of the DNA of Australians. It's part of the DNA of the Far North.
You're absolutely right. And I actually do also want to commend all our emergency services.
Yep.
Of course, that's all what we work together with. Our SES, Steve Berg and his team.
Yes.
Very small team. They have done an amazing job. They've got their own stories to tell as well. So everyone involved, all our emergency services, our fireys, SES, and they're all ready. You know, if there was anything that any of them, police, of course, needed to be done, they were ready to do it.
They were there. Julia, have a wonderful Monday, and I'll talk to you next week, and have a great week.
Same to you, Paul. Thank you.
Bye. That is Julia Loy, our mayor, the Douglas Shire mayor, and always interesting to talk to her and get the feeling. But this this thing, the federal government, and Julia is very confident, you know, it's a bipartisan thing. If we do have a change of federal government, the Mossman Mill and that money, $20 million from the federal government, $25 million package from the state government will all go ahead. But I say to Warren Entsch and ScoMo right now, let this is what we need to say to them.
Show me the money.
Money! Does that make you feel good just to say that? Say it with me one time.
Show you the money.
Oh, no, you can do better than that. They want you to say it with you with meaning, brother. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah! Louder!
Show me the money.
That's it, brother, but you got to yell.
Show me the money.
I need to feel you.
Show me the money.
Better yell. Show me the money!